score. I'm Alex.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Josh.
And tonight we're gonna continue these top 10 discussions with top 10 weapons in video games. We're also going to talk about this GTA 6 leak and a couple other stories. But before we do that, let's talk about some video games. I have played so much.
Damn.
I'm going to wait for Josh to tell me his first. Josh, what are you playing?
Oh, so really all I've been playing is just some more Cyberpunk. Okay. I am level 16 now. Andrew, what was the level you were at before you stopped?
I want to say like between like 10 and 12, I think. I didn't get that high.
So I have done so much and I've barely forwarded the story at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting to the point where I'm getting like higher leveled. I'm like, I should probably start doing some of the story. So I started, there's this one mission to where, or I guess it, you kind of start like a series of missions to where you're supposed to find some guy who used to work for this Japanese corporation called Arisaka. And you're supposed to like go try and find him. And you know, I really like the whole Keanu Reeves aspect of the game to where when you start talking to someone, he just fucking appears in your periphery and starts talking to you. Yep. It's really cool. I'm really liking the gameplay. I know last week we were talking about Cyberpunk and Andrew kind of saying that he didn't know why the CD Projekt Red added transmogging. But I'm like, you know, every time I get a new piece of clothing, I go to my wardrobe and I look to see if I want to change my appearance. It's just kind of cool. It's like it makes me. I don't want to say excited, but it's like, oh, what's this going to look like on me? And
fucking weird.
At first, I wasn't super into the hacking, but now I'm like getting the hang of the hacking and stuff, and like I'm turning off security cameras, I'm hacking motherfuckers' minds and stuff.
You really gotta hack the GTA 6 stuff?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I was the guy who leaked the Diablo 4 stuff.
Oh, shit, you're the Diablo 4 leaker?
But yeah, I'm definitely gonna keep going at it. Not sure how much time I'll have in the next week. I got a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And then one other thing, not really game, well, it's actually not game related, but I started watching a show. I started watching the Cassie and Andor show on Disney Plus called Andor.
Yeah, I guess it released yesterday. I didn't know.
And guys, it's actually pretty good.
Is it really?
I went in the list with literally no expectations, and it's like watching a drama in Star Wars that has nothing to do with the mainline movies, and it's actually kind of cool because I mean you got the Mandalorian, and yeah, he was a new character, but then you got Baby Yoda who became Grogu, and you got a bunch of other people talking about the Empire and talking about like, you know, like shit that happened, you know, in like the Star Wars universe. So it's still related to the movies. But this Andor show so far is like it's kind of like
place before Rogue One.
Yeah, it takes place five. Well, it can't take place after Rogue One.
Yeah, I know.
It takes place 5 years before Rogue One, and the show starts off. I don't want to spoil what it is, but Cassie Andor ends up committing a crime.
Because I'm not gonna watch it.
I think you should watch it, but he ends up.
Well, let me ask a question first. Are there Jedi in it?
So far, no.
I don't care though.
So he ends up committing a crime in self defense, and it turns into an investigation. There's like, you know, police officers investigating the crime, and they're trying to connect who the person is. And then there's Cassie and Andor trying to get off this planet, and he's trying to sell some stuff. And then you find out that he's looking for his sister, and it shows flashbacks from when he was a child. And it's actually pretty compelling. And I would have never thought that this would be a compelling show, but so far I'm into it.
Nice.
So that is all I have been doing.
Cool. Why is it that The Steelers haven't shown any propensity to be good on offense all year, but when I decide to start the Browns defense, the Browns decide they're just going to forget to play defense. I don't get it.
Fucking Steelers.
Anyway, so that's cool.
Andrew.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I've been playing more Splatoon 3.
Me too. Are you meaning for guns? Or like
So it's the roller. I've been meaning. Okay. It's like the first roller you unlock. I like it because you can cover a lot of ground. And it's really fun just like coming up on people and like they try to stop you, but you just roll over them. The dualies that you use, are you able to dodge roll with them?
Yep.
So I have been interested in trying those out because it does piss me off when I try to get someone and they fucking dodge out of the way. So yeah, I might try those out. I still have yet to touch a single player in it. And I believe I'm level 10.
Okay. I'm like level 4.5.
Okay.
Getting there.
And so yeah, so every level you rank up, you unlock more. Well, you don't unlock weapons. You unlock the ability to spend less to unlock weapons. Because like if you're level 10 and you want a level 15 weapon, you'll have to spend like 3 like tickets on it. But once you get to level 15, you would only have to spend 1 ticket on that weapon. So yeah, that's been a lot of fun. And then the other game I've been playing has been The Last of Us Part 1 on PS5. And I won't spend too long on this because obviously we've all played The Last of Us. But I will say that the game looks fantastic. It's hard to say. I think it's the best looking game on PS5.
Really?
Yes. Nice. But you got to remember that there aren't wide open environments like Horizon. I do think Horizon's a prettier game. Because I don't think I don't think the characters look much worse. Well, I should say I don't think the characters in the Last of Us Part 1 look much better than the characters in Horizon Forbidden West. They do look better, but not by that much. So the fact that Forbidden West was able to do that in an open world game is pretty crazy. And I think that the game looking a lot better definitely adds to the immersion, and it really does feel like I'm playing a different game. Like, it does not feel like I'm playing The Last of Us. It feels like I'm playing it's a remade version that looks incredible, and it. Because I've gone back to play The Last of Us Remastered before on PS4. And when I'm playing it, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is fun, but I've done this all before. But now that I'm playing it in part one and it looks like this, I don't have that feeling. I'm like, I'm fucking loving this game. So it is interesting how that can happen. But other than that, I played a little bit of Apex the other night. They introduced a new mode that's around for like 12 days or something like that called, what's it called? Gun Run, I think is what it's called. Gun Run. And this is basically, it's gun game from Call of Duty.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and so there's 4 teams of 3 and there's smaller, just smaller maps that they take from the bigger map in Apex. And each team, so it's like a team-based gun game, to where every time you get a kill, you specifically yourself will upgrade guns, but the kill goes toward your team count, and it's the first of 25 kills of the team. It's interesting because once you get the last kill that you have to get is trying to think. And actually, I actually don't believe that it is individual now that I think about it, because it is first of 25 kills of the team. I think that the weapon you spawn with, it doesn't change automatically unless you get a kill. But if you like, if the first gun is like a an R301, and you never get killed with it, then you will stick with the 301, but your team will keep advancing the guns. And so like, once I get a kill with the 301, then I might switch to whatever the level 13 weapon is. And then the last kill that you have to get is someone on your team has to get a kill with a new weapon, which is a throwing knife. Which I believe was the same way in Call of Duty, right? Wasn't the last kill you had to get with like a throwing knife?
Or something like that.
Yeah. And so this weapon's only in this mode. And I'll say that one, I like the mode. However, we did like 6 or 7 games of it and it's fun, but we never got hired in third place. Me and my two friends I was playing with, and we were doing good some games. Like we got up to like 20 kills, one game, but there's always like that one team that just gets so far ahead of everyone that you just can't catch them. And this mode really is, Josh dropped. Okay. This game really is all about pretty much like stealing kills. Like you gotta get lucky and see like two people fighting and just like run in and like you can just steal two kills like quickly. So it's fun, but it's kind of annoying after a little while. And then that's pretty much all I've been playing. And unfortunately, wait, no, Josh went first, so you're up now.
Yeah, okay. So Splatoon 3, I played a little bit of that. Let's see what else I want to talk about. Oh, I can do Fortnite real quick. Hi, Josh, you back?
I am back.
Okay, cool. So yeah, played Splatoon 3. Fortnite has its newest season out. It's all about Chrome. So basically, there is a bunch of Chrome, and you can phase through it and get through buildings and stuff, which is fucking insane. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's got some new weapons that I haven't really seen. There's a chrome splash, which makes everything you throw at it chrome, which means if it's a building that's not chromed already, you can do that and just phase through. I'm trying to think of some new guns. Oh, they have a bolt action sniper that's extremely good. I love that gun. There's chrome weapons, which each time you get a kill, you can morph it to do more different damages. That's pretty interesting. I haven't played a lot of it. I've played a handful of matches. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty interesting concept. I'm excited to play more rounds.
Yeah. I forgot. I actually did try this the other day, the new Fortnite season.
It's a cool little concept.
Phasing through walls is interesting. I'll say that looking at the battle pass, there's nothing in the battle pass to go, I need to buy this one.
Besides like the Gwen, which is pretty cool. Other than that,
the Gwen, like I've never cared about Spider Gwen, so that doesn't matter to me. This season's probably gonna be one that I definitely don't put as much time into as the last one. Mm-hmm. And unless they come out with like midway through season like last time with Dragon Ball, unless they come out with something so crazy cool that I'm like, I gotta jump back in.
Right. Yep. That's probably how I'm seeing it too. I'll on and off of it like I have been for the last couple of weeks. Yeah. I played about an hour of Deathloop, and nice. I'm good. I don't need to play anymore. I'm okay.
Really? Okay.
Not interested. The story is really cool. How you get from like just waking up to some crazy bitch murdering you, like that's pretty. Like that was pretty sick, actually. Like the story is interesting. But, like I just don't think I really like the gameplay all that much. I'll probably give it another try down the road. But it didn't really hook me. It looks amazing and it plays pretty well. I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of roguelites all the time, so I'll give this another go later on down the road.
Yeah.
I played a decent amount of.
Yep. So I just real quick on that point, you said a roguelite. I think that you gotta kind of set that aside because it's not really a roguelike.
No, it's just like it's a run-based game, basically.
Sure, but it's a run-based game that has a linear story.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm totally gonna give it another try. I just at the moment I was like, okay, it's
fine. Yeah.
But I played a little bit of Metal Hellsinger. This is that rhythm.
I downloaded this, but I have not yet tried it.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool. It's you can tell it's made by a smaller company because it looks really good, but at times it doesn't, and some of the models kind of look meh. But it's still a really cool game. So basically, it's you're going through these levels, fighting these demons in a room that open up to another room. So you're just, it's like, it's kind of like Hades in that way where you used to fight those enemies and then clear them out and then finish at the end. But you're doing it, you're shooting guns and shooting the skull and hitting people with a sword in rhythm to the song that's playing. And they're all metal songs written by different bands with different people in it. They're really good songs, actually. They're really well written. I enjoy them. I've only got like maybe 3 levels in. I think there's like 8 or 9. But it's really cool. It's a really cool concept. I like metal music a lot, so that's a selling point for me. And the visuals are pretty cool, and I like the story of it. I like the character Unknown. She looks pretty badass. And if you do play it, listen to the guy who does the narrating, because it does sound like fucking McCree. And if it ain't McCree, it's fucking close to it. I heard someone say that. I'm like, wow, yeah, that sounds just like him. And the last thing I have played, and the one thing that is going to frustrate me, and I don't know what I'm going to do, I have gotten to the literal final boss battle in Breath of the Wild. I cannot beat it. I cannot go any farther. I'm going to keep trying a couple more times. But right now, I am stuck in a place where I can't. There is no trying to get back to where I am. Entire thing again. I only have 3 things of food. I had enough, but then I encountered a couple of guardians and I just got blown away, and it was pretty rough for a little bit there. But
so how long do you think it took you to get to where you are right now?
I really don't know. I'm not gonna tell you. I don't know off the top of my head.
I would say that it might be worth it to go back and get a bunch of food and just do it all over again. Bert agrees. So
yeah, probably like an hour or so is what it took me. But I don't. If I get frustrated enough, I might not do this. But I'm sitting here right now on the character, just like, fuck, this sucks. But it's a pretty easy boss battle. It's nothing too hard. Basically, Ganon's forms are all from the 4 other bosses from the giant beasts. So you got the lava thing, you got some tornadoes, ice, stuff like that. It's a really cool boss battle. I like Calamity Ganon. I think he looks fucking cool as hell.
That might be. It's definitely biased for my close to my number one game of all time. It might be number 2, and I've never beat it.
It might be number 1 because it's such a boss.
Yeah.
My biggest, my only problem is, fuck, does this thing run like garbage? Holy shit!
I know
it runs so poorly, man. Like running through fucking the fucking Gerudo village area was like, oh my god.
Just imagine how fucking cool it would be to have a 60 frames version of that game,
dude. Oh my god, that'd be incredible. That game would be so cool. But yeah, I had to actually watch a video of the dude in the Boris, because I kept getting fucking lost and couldn't figure it out. Towards the end, the last couple of those switches, I had to end up like kind of doing my own way because I ended up in a weird spot. But that was a cool boss battle too. I like that one. But yeah, man, I really hope I can beat this. I really want to do it. I haven't beat a Zelda game in a long time, and it'd be sick to beat this one because this game is probably like my favorite game. I don't know exactly, but this game is awesome. It's such a cool game. It's such a cool story. And I can't wait for Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah, that is all I have been playing, pretty much.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. Well, if there are no objections, we're going to get into the news.
No objections.
All right. I was waiting for that. Hold on, one more thing from Josh.
No.
I think Bert might have one more thing.
Yeah, I know. This is what happens when you're out in the elements.
And your dog can't see shit and assumes everything is a predator. Yeah, I
guess.
Yes. Yep. Andrew is recording from an undisclosed location out in the elements.
Yes. I'm in the middle of the woods in the Amazon rainforest.
If you can't hear, it's not raining.
Yes. Yeah, it's not raining.
Not yet. But well.
But, okay. All right. So get on to the news here. Mark your calendars, guys. October 6th. We will get the first taste of Chris Pratt as Mario. Because Nintendo confirmed on October 6th, we will get the first teaser trailer for the Super Mario movie.
What he's going to sound like.
Holy fuck. Okay, wait a minute. The first shot is absolutely going to be of Mario's shoes, isn't it? Because it's going to be some weird
who knows, maybe.
It's going to go straight up to his ass.
Yep.
Oh my god, this is going to be so stupid. I'm so excited for this. Oh my god. Yes. Oh,
it's just going to be Chris Pratt doing like, it's a me, Mario.
It's me, Mario. He's from fucking New Jersey. Isn't
he? Yeah.
Like, huh? Okay.
So, I mean, not much else to say. This is going to premiere at the New York Comic Con. So.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, there's really not much else to say on this. So we'll just wait till October 6th.
He's going to be lacing Yoshi's shoes, and he's going to say, if you want to see what Yoshi's feet looks like, you gotta watch.
Yes.
Hit this QR code.
Yep.
That's all. I'm so excited to see how dumb that fucking thing is going to be.
I mean, I honestly do have high expectations for this movie because it's made by the people that make Minions, and if we know one thing, Minions makes buttloads of money.
Yes.
So
this is a home run IP. Like, you don't have to make it fucking complicated.
And I mean, it's animated. It's not live action. Movie. Like, it's gonna be fine.
Which is bullshit, by the way. I would love to see Chris Pratt in a fucking dumbass red overall jumpsuit. Chuck with an idiot fucking...
You know what would have been the greatest, like, collaboration? I know they're doing the Mario and Rabbids games, but if they would have done the Mario and Rabbids movie, it would actually have been kind of cool.
I mean, that I would not be surprised if the second movie they do will be Mario and Rabbids.
That'd be pretty cool.
So.
Fucking A. Just like... I'm just like, imagine it's Chris Pratt. Oh, God damn it. Dude, do you think they're going to have a DK rap in there?
No, I don't think. I mean,
I honestly don't think
Donkey Kong's even going to be a huge part of the movie.
They should get, isn't it Seth Rogen voicing Donkey Kong?
Yes.
Yeah.
They should get Seth Rogen to do a DK rap.
Yes, that's what I hope for. I would do anything to fucking hear him go, DK. Here you go. Come on, man.
And then he goes, DK, and then Mario comes in and goes, Mario is here.
What? Oh my god, yes. Oh, let's move on because this is so stupid. Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I can't wait.
And as they are adapting that for a modern children's audience, Ubisoft is also adapting a story for modern audiences. As they said that the Splinter Cell remake will update the game's story for a modern audience.
Okay, so before we move on, you guys know what this means, right? It doesn't have to do with, like, being, like, PC. It has to do with Russians and Chinese people.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like,
I mean...
Okay, I was hearing the discourse at the beginning of, like, oh, they want to be PC, and then I heard it once. Because of, like... Because it was really in the Splinter Cell games, it was just like, here's this bad Russian fucking... Uh-huh. Sect of people, get them and stuff. And I'm assuming that's probably what they're going to do is kind of watch. Like, make sure it's not like too fucking over the top.
The game is 20 years old, so you kind of have to go because it says here that the original game, which I didn't really ever play this game, but it says that the original game sees Fisher tasked with helping maintain world order as cyber terrorism. And international tensions threaten to explode into a new world war. But, like, having a game based around, like, man, cyber terrorism is a thing now. It's like, okay, yeah, well, that's been a thing in the past 20 years, so we can't really base a story around that anymore.
I mean, guys, you're both wrong. The story is going to be Sam Fisher has to go recover documents that a former leader should not have.
Yeah. Watch it, Sam Fisher travels to Mar-a-Lago.
Dude. Oh my God. Oh, man. Here's the interview with the former president saying he can do anything by literally just thinking about it. Oh my god,
it's so dumb.
Yeah, but this is awesome.
You go to attack him, and he goes, "I just declassified you."
What the fuck? Man, so I hope this is a real game. That's literally.
What oh, it's definitely a real game. Listen, Ubisoft is under so much fire right now that they kind of need a win, and this would be a win.
People want this game.
So,
I hope they don't.
Games that people apparently want, Gearbox says Tiny Tina's Wonderlands is clearly a new franchise after shattering targets and will have sequels.
Yay.
So if you're not sick of Tiny Tina's dialogue, I guess you're in luck. It's gonna make sense.
It kind of bums me out that I might be the only person excited for this.
Andrew, you not like that game?
I mean, I liked it for a little while, but I did think that I'm a little tired of the Borderlands just structure. So I like the D&D stuff of it, but seeing that it really was just here's the same old fetch quests and with the same old guns just behind a D&D facade, I was like, okay, this game isn't quite as what I thought it was gonna be. I wanted like 90% D&D, 10% Borderlands, and I got 90% Borderlands and 10% D&D. So
I'm definitely excited for this. However, we really do need a Borderlands 4, and I'm worried that this is gonna prolong.
Yeah, are you dying, Alex? He's dead. He's gone.
I took my earpiece off for a minute because I was gonna cough some more.
I'm hearing an echo.
Yeah, I'm inside of my outside shed for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just like looking. I have this like little like shed closet on my porch. So like I'm just chilling in here for a minute because I kind of like hang out in here. It's nice. I'm like out here. It's nice.
See, I don't have a fiance and a kid, so I guess I don't have the need to try and hide somewhere sometimes.
Oh, I'm not hiding. I just want
to pull in the water. Alex is in his she shed.
Yeah. Did you never played this, right, Alex?
No, but there's a trial. Excuse me, there's a trial that I want to try out.
Mm-hmm.
I have it downloaded, but I haven't done anything.
Nice.
I was saying, I'm really hoping that next year that they reveal that they reveal Borderlands 4, and I'm really hoping that this Tales from the Board list, new Tales from Borderlands, is going to end with events that then lead into Borderlands 4. I would love a new Tiny Tina game. Jesus
Christ, what's going on over there?
I'm just fucking dying, man.
This makes me wonder if Gearbox is trying to go all in on Borderlands and give us annual Borderlands releases.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't think it's going to be annual. I could see like biannual.
Well, the thing is, so I know Tiny Tina's Wonderlands came out earlier this year, and we're getting new Tales from the Borderlands later this year. You're right that I don't think we're going to get Borderlands 4 next year, but we could get it in 2024, and then in 2025 we could get a Tiny Tina's Wonderlands sequel. And then in 2026, like they, who knows, they could do a new Tales from Borderlands. Alex is donating his lungs to whoever will take them.
I don't think anyone wants them after how they sound. But he is MIA. He's AFK.
Yeah, I'm blowing my nose again. Oh,
there's some people making a joke that, man, Randy Pitcher really did a magic trick to make Tiny Tina's Wonderland successful.
I think that we also got to remember that this came out toward the beginning of this year when there wasn't a whole lot else. Because after, if you look at after Elden Ring and after Horizon, there really was like kind of like a five-month stretch of like not really much just coming out. So this kind of came out in that stretch that like people were like, we want something to play, so they bought this.
I don't remember. Was this a full $60 game or was it budget price?
$70.
This was on next gen consoles. It was $70.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember.
Yeah,
it was either $60 or $70. But yeah, I mean, I like Tiny Tina. I think I'm just really tired of the Borderlands formula. So
I will say I also really did like creating my own character, and I really hope they take that into the next Borderlands that you get to create your own character.
Yeah, that was cool. Let's see, what are we gonna go to next? We'll go to the September Xbox update is out, and it includes a library revamp and new storage options. Man, I don't know. One second.
I think he's gonna go strangle his dog.
No,
I think he might.
Telling him
we might have to call. We might have to call him.
So Microsoft has detailed Xbox's September update, which is rolling out today. I believe this was like 2 days ago. Key features of the update include a full library revamp and new storage and default install options on Xbox consoles. Following the update, players will also be able to customize the button color on Xbox Elite Wireless Series 2 pads. And that is like the Xbox button. So, and let's see, the My Games and Apps full library view has been redesigned to streamline access to all games you have access to install and play. All games now show all the games you own, as well as any games you have access to with your current subscription. You can now select default installation locations for games. You can now have certain types of games or apps installed to internal storage or external drives. Let's see. And the new Xbox Party Chat noise suppression feature is also included in this update. So, I mean, some small stuff, but I actually saw the new library and I actually like it a lot more. So, it's not bad.
One thing that the website GameSpot kind of annoyed me because their headline for the story was. And I'm looking at it right now. It says September's Xbox update is out now with color changing Xbox button. But then when you go into it, it says, and it says underneath that only for the Series 2 controller. And it's like, well, shit, I clicked into it thinking it's going to be for normal controllers.
I know. It was like, oh, so literally 100 people that pre-ordered this are able to use it. So, yeah, whatever. Sticking with Microsoft, Satya Nadella is telling that dude, he's telling everyone to calm the fuck down. Okay. Just fucking sit down and calm down. Okay.
Don't tell me what to do, Satya.
He's saying that he is very confident that the company's planned acquisition of Activision Blizzard will gain regulatory approval and everyone just needs to calm down. the deal is currently being scrutinized by regulators concerned about antitrust issues. He says, quote, of course, any acquisition of this size will go through scrutiny, but we feel very, very confident that we will come out on top. And then followed by reminding everyone to just calm down. I thought this was funny. This billionaire is just telling everyone just calm the fuck down, okay? Like stop looking at our deal. this is gonna go through. Just deal with it.
It's like, guys, this is people dealing in big money. Go back to your small money. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. All right, and over on PlayStation Country, Sony had some unfortunate but expected news a few days ago when they confirmed that the PlayStation VR 2 will not be backwards compatible with the PlayStation VR 1. And I didn't like their wording on this. I think if they just came out and they were truthful about it and they were like, hey, listen, guys, we built this. This is completely new tech. It uses different motion, you know, whatever. It uses different hardware. It just doesn't work. Instead, this was their quote. PSVR 2 has much more advanced features, like all new controllers with haptic feedback and advanced triggers with inside-out tracking. Eye tracking in the headset, 3D audio all coming together, of course. So this means developing PSVR 2 requires a whole different approach from the original PSVR. I didn't mind that, but saying PSVR games are not compatible with PSVR 2 because PSVR 2 is designed to deliver a truly next-generation VR experience. Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
It's like having one doesn't disqualify you from having the other. Like, you can, have the PS5 delivers a next-gen experience while still playing PS4 games.
So they did say, right now there is a considerable amount of money being spent on partnerships with independent and other third-party developers to secure a considerable pipeline of attractive VR content, the launch of PlayStation VR 2. This was what was said earlier this year by Jim Ryan. And they said elsewhere, that this is not included in this article, but, Sony had said that they have made it as easy as possible for if a developer wants to port their PSVR game to PSVR 2, they would have to put in the work to port it, but they try to make that as easy as possible. So while there will be some games that are ported forward, this means two things. Number one, it means that not every game will be ported, obviously. Like if a game didn't sell a whole lot or if developers were like, we're not going to make money on this port, there's obviously not going to be reason for them to do it. And number two, it means that any games you owned, you will have to buy them again if they get ported.
That's so not great.
I know that the Moss 2 developer said that they are planning on porting Moss 2 over to PSVR 2, which makes sense because that game actually, and this is not a joke, sold like 100 copies on PSVR. And that's it, because that's like how many people are still playing their PSVR. So
I mean, maybe Sony will do what Sony does and go, if you own these games digitally on PS4, you can own them on PS5 with an up, and we have an upgrade path for you for $10.
Yeah, we'll see. And then the last story is obviously the biggest one of the last week. And this was the GTA 6 leak. And by leak, I mean stolen property. I have been a little perturbed, you know, annoyed that sites are calling this a leak. Because I guess technically it is. But a leak to me would be like, somebody from the company accidentally, like, a leak to me is like, oh, when Ubisoft accidentally like leaks the name of their next Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
It's like, oh damn, that's a leak. This is someone who hacked into a site, illegally stole a shit ton of information.
This is someone who hacked into like their fucking like Slack channels.
Yes.
Like, and super private things.
Yeah, like they stole, committed a federal crime. Is what this is. This would be a huge felony, and leaked this, and then quote unquote leaked this information online.
I mean, I think you should. I think people should call this what it is. This was a data breach of Rockstar.
Yes.
And
yes,
and
I think person, a data breach would be a better term.
And for this person took the data that he found, and he released it to the public.
Yes.
So I mean, it's. I did see some funny memes of people going, "This guy was able to get in because some people were slacking off."
So. Obviously, the content of this is it was around 90 videos, and from what I read, because I actually only watched about 20 seconds of one video and that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I don't really need to see a bunch of and these are older. But 1 second, my dog's eating something.
Yeah, these are older. This is like an older build of the game.
Yeah, some people are saying this could be from 2019, in which the game had probably been in development for maybe around 18 months, give or take. And so, I mean, it's very early in development to where some of these videos were just a character running around in a dev area. Where there wasn't any assets or going on. There's clearly just a developer's testing gameplay mechanics. And you know, I think some people need to chill out by saying that, well, man, this game looks terrible.
Fucking shit, it looks terrible. It's because it's a work in progress.
Yeah. It's like, you know, if you guys will allow my analogy, there's some babies that are born pretty pretty weird looking and they grow up to be beautiful.
Yeah, okay, that's one way to describe it. I like it. It's different.
I think it'd be pretty cool if other developers of other games
kind of
released videos and were like, hey, they did.
Some did.
Did they?
Yes, I don't know who, but I know some developers like, hey, look at this game that's 18 months that we made, and it's like just a car running down a bunch of
I would say, imagine seeing God of War and someone being like, if you think this looks bad, look how shitty Kratos looked 2 years into development. That'd be fucking awesome if they did that.
It's hilarious that people were like, this looks like shit. Well, yeah, I fucking hope it does. It's been like years ago. No shit. It's going
to I think that this is a symptom of a problem with the video game industry. Because here's the thing. Just about everybody could tell you, at least in a layman's way, of how movies are made. You film it live action. If it's live action, it's animated, you animate it. And then afterwards, after all the filming is done, you do posts where you add in all the special effects and you do all that stuff. And boom, you have a movie. That's a very layman's way of how movie production is made. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who cannot tell you a layman's way of how video games are made. And there's two symptoms of this. This is number one, the video game industry being too goddamn secretive about everything. There is no reason why, for a lot of games, like once a developer announces a game, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to see maybe like some dev diaries to see how games are made. Now, I'm talking about in the perfect world. I'm not talking about the world we live in. Because in the world we live in, if a dev were to show dev diaries of the game being made, you have these assholes out there going, well, this game looks like shit. What does this game look like? This doesn't look like a next-gen game to me. It's like, no shit, Sherlock. They're making the game right now. And so this is a symptom of the video game industry being too secret. And then also video game players. Game consumers not understanding the process of development.
I mean, isn't this the issue that we've seen with in past E3s when EA announced a game and they would have like dev diaries, like showing people working at computers making a game? And the problem with that is everyone criticized it and was like, what, like, this isn't, you know, I didn't know they didn't do this for Skate, but people, you know, people would be like, what? This isn't what we want to Skate to look like. What the fuck is this bullshit?
Sure, but that's because EA chose to do it at the wrong venue. You don't go to E3 with dev diaries. You go to E3 with big announcements and gameplay. That's what you go to E3 with. And you know, there's been a lot of developers. Like Bungie was pretty good with it when they were developing Destiny, that they would show dev diaries of their games. And I think it's such a cool way to show game development. And there are a lot of people who really like to see like inside baseball of how games are made, and I really don't know any way that they can really fix this. And I'm not talking about Rockstar. I'm talking about video game development as a whole. Because, I mean, then there's been so many people in the past, like, decade, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, who have been burned because developers come out with a vertical slicer game that looks fucking amazing, and then the actual product comes out, and the developer had to dumb the game down because the hardware couldn't handle a full game of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another issue. It's, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, developers overscale their games, and then they realize, oh, shit, we got to scale back because the hardware can't handle it. Because during development, when you're not toward the end of development, you don't realize that, well, if we actually made this game, it wouldn't even run at 30 frames a second. We need to pare this shit back.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's such a weird, like, secretive process that it would be nice to just see, like, hey, here's what a video game looks like in the early stages, just because I think it'd be cool just to see the educational purposes of, like, okay, so what does it mean to start in a video game engine and build a 3D modeled character running on sand? Like, what does that look like? You know, like, I would love to see that. I think that'd be really, really cool. Just because I think that'd be nice to, like, learn about. I don't know. It'd be just interesting just to see how, like, oh, this is how you start Unity, and this is the first thing you do, and this is how you map it on a 3D plane and all this other stuff. And
yeah,
that'd just be a really cool process. I would love to
know. I think for me, what I like is that what we got confirmed from this, because obviously these leaks are they were more from, like, QA testers. Mm-hmm. They were just, like, testing the game, trying to break it, and just, like, make it, because there wasn't any really story stuff in these videos. But what we did get confirmed is it does take place in Vice City.
Mm-hmm.
There are two main characters, and pretty much everything that Jason Schreier said was true. Now, what I do think is interesting is this is a modern-day Vice City, and I think that that's a very interesting choice. I think it will backfire. Obviously, it's going to sell a lot. I don't mean, like, it's not going to sell, but I think that it's going to be difficult for them to make a game in today's society, in a present-day world, and still... If you made a game set in the 80s, you could get away with a lot more of, like, jokes and stuff that you wouldn't.
I think it's going to be just fine. I think you guys are definitely overthinking that part of it. I really think you guys assume that they're just going to be hamstrung with a cloth in their mouth, not being able to say a single thing. I think it's Grand Theft Auto. People know what to expect from it. They expect raunchiness. They expect the video game your parents don't want you to play, killing cops and shit. I don't think anything is going to change like that. I think tonally, you're just not going to get them saying the N-word every 35 fucking seconds. Like, goddamn, it was in GTA 5 and San Andreas.
See, like, I'd be all right with that, because I will say that it was very...
That is what it's going to be. It's not going to be
very off-putting,
weird in, thing.
Yeah, it was very off-putting in GTA 5 that even though they were black characters, they were saying that all the time. But I think it was weird to not see white characters say it.
What does it matter? What does it serve to have a white guy say the N-word unless they're trying to be a racist character?
No, but what I'm saying is I want a game that mimics real life. And unfortunately, there are that happens
in real life. You're not going to get that, because real life is fucking insane. If you're going to do that, okay, well, you know what? They're definitely going to throw in Mar-a-Lago jokes in here, and I hope they do. They're going to have, like, a fake Mark Zuckerberg, or they're going to kill off a bunch of these weird things. Like, I think that we all just looked at that and, like, oh my god, it's going to be PC as fuck. Hell no, it's not. It's just, I think it's going to be something that wasn't a game from 10 years ago. Like, I think it'll be just different. I don't expect it. Because, like, the world has gone from, let's start from 2000 until 2022. It has evolved over time. GTA games have literally just gotten kind of progressively more over the top in a way. Like,
I think what I really want is, like, because right now in the and not the gaming landscape, but, like, just the social landscape, it is okay to make fun of the right, but it is not okay to make fun of the left. And I want a game that does both.
Sure, I guess. But, like, like that's the thing. Video games aren't made by right-wing people because right-wing people are douchebags. Sorry if anyone's listening, but that's kind of the truth. Like,
sure, some of them are, yes. I agree with that. However, I still believe that their opinions are just as valid as the left.
Oh, for sure. You're just not going to see a lot of...
Yeah.
Well, you are going to see a lot of left-leaning stuff, but you're not going to see them make fun of, like... I don't know. I don't think anything is off, like, guard.
Yeah.
They might not make a lot of trans jokes because, dude, there's not a lot of people making trans jokes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and like, I'm fine with
you
that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, it's not like if anyone's going to go into that game looking for trans jokes, then they're going to be disappointed.
Well, I mean, you're going to have a million people angry because they didn't get this joke or that joke or this joke. But I think it's going to be just fine. I think it'll be one of, like, not the tamer versions, but it's going to be one of the versions that it's not as fucking just. I don't even know how to. Like, here's what I'm thinking. Like, we are so desensitized to violence and shit that this game might not be so, like, because back in the day, we thought, like, San Andreas and GTA 3 was so violent. And when this game comes out, I think we're just going to be like, wow, this is not that violent. This is so. I've played this before, blah, 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 and stuff like that. It's just going to be something that we've, like, lived with and grown with, and I think it's going to be right there with everything else, with a couple little tweaks here and there.
I did not notice. So the video I watched was of the female character when she was in, like, a fast food restaurant. She was, like, holding up, like,
the fucking Waffle House. Hey, fast food motherfucker, that is Waffle House.
Okay,
that
whatever. She was in a restaurant. And she was holding up the cashier or whatever. Yep. But I did not notice this. But apparently, she's got a fat ass.
She's got that
button. And I don't know if that's what they were going for, but that's what everyone saw.
Yes, that might be what they're going for because it's like a whole, like, you know, based in Miami and stuff. So is it, are we sure it's based in, like, it is based in Vice City just because of, like,
yes.
Because I didn't watch all of it, but I watched a decent amount. Was there anything that said, like, oh, blankety blank Vice City?
Vice City was on, like, billboards.
Like, billboards. Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah.
So, I am willing to give Rockstar the benefit of the doubt on the whole content of their game because, you know, I know that recent releases of, like, Saints Row has got some people worried, but until
it just sucks.
Hold on. Breaking news. Jacoby Brissett is being carted off. Is that Brissett? No, it's not. Who's number five?
Jacoby Brissett?
No, Brissett's number seven. Who's number five? I'll have to look up. Whoever's number five offensive player is being carted off the field.
Okay.
Sorry, go on.
But anyway, I'm willing to give Rockstar the benefit of the doubt until, you know, like, let, you know, let's let the product speak for itself. I know there's some people who are worried, but you know what? Like, and the whole Alex mentioned, like, you know, no trans jokes. Like, they're not gonna have any trans jokes on this. But, like, you know, I mean, GTA 4 had Cat Williams, so maybe GTA 6 will have.
Wait, GTA 4 had Cat Williams?
Yeah.
No shit. I didn't know that. Did GTA 5 have anybody like that?
I don't think so.
Wait, Snoop Dogg wasn't. Wait, was he in San Andreas, or was that Ice Cube?
Because
San Andreas, I think, had a couple of, like,
as a comedian. I don't think Snoop Dogg was in San Andreas.
I'm gonna look that up. That's, okay.
And then, like, I really hope that they have some kind of mission to where you have to, like, do a covert trip into, like, a golfer into a resort golf course to get hidden documents. That is
so too
hilarious.
Okay, so do you want to know who's in fucking San Andreas? Because this is ridiculous.
Well, I know Sam Jackson is.
Sam Jackson, James Woods, okay, Peter Fonda. David Cross and Ice-T, big boy too. Okay, so it was Ice-T that I was thinking of.
Okay.
Ice-T is in there. Okay. Because I thought that Rockstar put in, like, celebrity voices every once in a while. So I wonder who's going to be in this. I hope they have, like, they're totally going to have plays of, like, Ben Shapiro and
CNN, you know, version, like, of
that
person
and all that stuff. Like, it's going to be really, really interesting.
And either when you're saying that, you know, like you worry that they're going to punch down on conservatives by not punching on liberals, you know, GTA 5, they had a set of side missions when you were playing as what was the main dude.
Michael.
You went up to this guy trying to promote legal marijuana, and he was a fucking douche, and that's, you know, that's he's definitely portrayed as a liberal. So I mean,
yeah, but that game's also 9 years old.
Yeah. So, but I what I'm saying is, I have no doubt that they're gonna find creative ways to make fun of both sides.
Definitely. Yeah. I think it's so far away too. Like things can change with it. I wonder if we're going to see any, like, if they're going to, like, make this an updated thing. Hey, you remember when we got this leak? Well, here's some updated gameplay footage. That'd be hilarious. But
yeah.
Well, I would, they mentioned this was on Sacred Symbols, and, or it was actually Sacred Symbols Plus. They were talking about this leak. And Colin Moore already mentioned that he hopes that when this game is close to release, they do side by side videos of the exact examples. Like he said, for example, when your character goes into that fast food place,
it's a fucking Waffle House. It is not a fucking fast food. Okay. Listen to me right now. Listen to me.
Okay.
I know you two haven't been to Waffle House, but you need to, because let me tell you, I was there at 1 a.m. and these people were so happy to serve.
Hey, Josh, can I ask you something? Didn't McDonald's sell waffles at one point?
That doesn't make them the same thing.
No, they sell pancakes. I don't think they sell waffles.
I'm sure there's been a fast food waffle before.
Okay, so real quick. First of all, I didn't watch the video, so I didn't know it was a Waffle House. And second of all, I have been to a Waffle House. I have been to a Waffle House in two different Waffle Houses in Tennessee, and they're really amazing. Good. They're
fucking great places.
But anyway, I would
love to see a side by side comparison of all that. That'd be so cool.
I've been to Crispy Waffle in Joliet or Shorewood, so it's also very good. Okay. Wow, just crickets, just like it's okay. I guess maybe you guys never heard of that place.
But they should rename the restaurant in GTA. They should call it IHOW, International House of Waffles.
Mm-hmm. God. Yeah, sure. I think one thing that we know is like Rockstar put out a statement pretty much saying that it was extremely disappointed by how this leaked, and that they will have much more to share with us when the time is right, and that there is not to be they do not anticipate any disruption to the development of the game. And the source code did not leak. Okay. So,
good. That's good.
Yeah.
And so the source code for this and Red Dead and GTA 5 did not leak, or was it just source code for GTA
6? I don't think any source code leaked, okay. But some guy that wasn't even involved in the leak pretended that he had the source code and somehow convinced someone to give them $100,000 for it.
Wait, I believe this guy also tried to like, the Rockstar was like, hey, I want to negotiate.
Cool. That was the actual hacker that said that. The hacker was like, I didn't expect this to go viral like it did. Like, what the fuck do you mean you didn't expect it to go viral? You released 90 GTA 6 videos. So he was like, Rockstar, like I'm here if you want to negotiate. Like, unless he has more that he hasn't released yet, he's got nothing to negotiate.
He released unseen footage of a sequel to the most profitable game in history.
Yeah.
No. It's like, you thought you wouldn't go on the radar? That's so weird.
So I before we move on, I will say that I found this whole chain of events very interesting. We don't normally see data breaches and leaks of this magnitude. So as much as I feel bad for Rockstar, it was really unique to see stuff like this happen. Yeah. Another thing I will say, I know I saw some people saying this, and it is, in my opinion, it is okay to feel bad for Rockstar and say that this is wrong, while also saying that Rockstar took too long to start development on a new GTA, and they have taken too long to show us stuff. I think it is okay to feel like that.
Let me push back on that for just one second, because how long did you because they made GTA 5 released in 2013. Yeah. Sure. So when did you want them to start working on GTA 6? Because they also made Red Dead Redemption 2. So what did you expect them to do? They do not have two teams.
No, I understand it, and I think that's the issue. Why not have two teams? You know, like, maybe
they
tried.
They didn't have a people.
Because the thing is that they have made so much money. Why not scale up and have two big teams that work on their big blockbusters? Because look, as a GTA, no GTA fan should want to go more than a decade between titles. As much as it's understandable, because believe me, I understand. I understand they only have one team. And I understand they worked on Red Dead 2 and now they're on GTA. But no GTA fan should want to have to go that long between titles.
It's okay for a developer to go, we don't want to be known as the GTA developer, and that's all we make. Because if you're a GTA fan, then you should also be a Red Dead fan. And if you're not, why? Because
I was a fan of Red Dead Redemption. But I wasn't a fan of Red Dead 2 because of how they made the game mechanics. But I don't blame them for making Red Dead 2. It sold really good. It was really well received.
And you got to remember, yes, just because GTA 5 makes all that money doesn't go to Rockstar. That money goes to Take-Two.
But I'm just saying that if someone, like, to me, I am disappointed that it is going to be more than a decade between GTA titles, and in a different reality, I would absolutely change that.
Sure, but I think it's also fair to say that, like, Rockstar doesn't owe these people anything, and if anyone says they're disappointed, it's okay for Rockstar to go get fucked.
And the thing is, I don't, like, I'm not saying Rockstar can go get fucked. I'm just saying that.
No, I'm saying it's okay for Rockstar to tell fans that feel that way to get fucked.
Well, sure. But the thing is that it is a valid reason to say I'm disappointed in a developer's decisions. Like, I am. Like, I'm disappointed in, there's developer decisions I'm always disappointed in. That doesn't mean that I want, and
I get that, but I think when these fans take it too far and go, I'm disappointed in that, so I'm happy this happened to them. That's where they take it too far.
I'm definitely not happy. I will say that whenever I get to see stuff that I'm not supposed to see, I'm always happy about that.
Fuck yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's a total inside baseball, like you said.
But I'm not happy that this happened to Rockstar, because a lot of these people
go fucking hack something that needs to be hacked at the student loans, you fuck. Stop showing me video games. I don't give a shit.
I think what annoys me is that when fans go, you should have showed us stuff on GTA 6 6 years ago. It's like, motherfucker, they haven't been making the game for 6 years. Yeah. They've been making the game for 3 years.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. They started making this game in 2019. So
there was no content back then, and that's fine.
Yeah. But the last thing I will say is that if I was on the board for Take-Two or 2K, if I was on the board for Rockstar, I would be telling them, like, we should scale up and we should get two teams. We should get two teams that make big games concurrently. Now, obviously, not like they wouldn't release right next to each other, but we would, like, they'd be making big blockbuster games that are released 3 years apart. Like, why not?
I just don't think so. I don't think the money's there. I don't. If you look at GTA, this next GTA, I bet you, is going to be at least a $500 million game. Like, I just don't think that the budget's there to warrant two teams working on games like that. And I also think that you want to let games breathe. I think it was the right decision to let GTA 5 breathe for 10 years. It's that big of a game. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, it's the same thing when Destiny came out and they're like, we have a 10-year plan. Now, it didn't work for Destiny, but it worked for GTA because it's that big of a game, and that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, we are so, for some of these big titles, like, I don't think there's any fan of Elder Scrolls that would tell you, I'm okay waiting 15 years between titles. Like, it's not like it really sucks as a fan to see it. And And you know, as a fan of GTA, it really does suck that gamers have to wait more than a decade between titles.
I just think that these games take so, and it's difficult to say, well, they should just staff up, because I've been seeing that criticism with 343. Well, Microsoft should just staff up. Well,
do you have people to staff up?
Exactly. I don't think people realize the actual shortage of developers there are right now for games, and how combative it is with paying people, how competitive it is getting people in. And just because there's people doesn't mean that they're the people that work for your game.
Also, and Rockstar has a notorious like issue with like employment problems, with like their employees being mistreated and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, of course, there might not get a bunch of people when they see all the news about, well, these guys don't treat them very well. Like, well, I don't know what it was there.
Yep. And obviously, we don't get the output from them like we did in the PS2 generation when they released 3 Grand Theft Auto games. That's insane. Right. And you're seeing this now. It's very unfortunate when you look at the Assassin's Creed franchise, because they just announced 3 Assassin's Creed games, which is stupid. Like, I thought they were getting away from this. I thought they learned their lesson when they were like, we gotta like fix this franchise, but instead they were like, let's just throw everything at a wall. And you're seeing now with this Assassin's Creed Mirage coming out early next year, they're like, oh, this is the budget title. This is the game that's gonna take 25, 30 hours to beat. And it's crazy to me how I have never believed in the length of a game is equal to how good a game is. Like, oh, well, this game is worth $70 because it's a 100-hour game. Well, I've always been, yes, but I would rather have a $70 game that's 20 hours, but those 20 hours are like every hour is like spent really good, rather than a 100-hour game where only $20 are spent good and the other 80 hours are like fucking menial tasks. So I'm disappointed by this, like, oh, well, this is the budget game that's only 25 hours, and that's why it's budget. But it's like, but to me, that doesn't mean anything. Like, if your next game releases and it's a 100-hour game, but it's 70 hours, but 80 of those hours suck, well, then it's not worth $70 then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really hoping that this Mirage ends up, when everything is said and done, then this Mirage ends up scoring better than the other bigger games.
Yeah, like, we'll see. Anything else to say on GTA before we move on to our top 10 weapons?
So, real quick, after seeing, I know Rockstar said that development won't be affected. We don't know what their time frame is. I know what's his name from Bloomberg? Jason Schreier said that maybe like 2025 we're looking at for the game release.
He is saying that they are targeting holiday of 2024, but they obviously might not hit that. So
sure. So, when do you guys think this game will come out?
2025 spring.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess 25 also.
I'm gonna look. I'm saying around the same time that GTA 5 came out. So I'm gonna say September ish of 2025.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And then at that point, it will have been 12 years since GTA 5. And you know, I think that's another thing. Rockstar has done a great job of making people forget that this game was a game that came out 2 generations ago.
Yeah, but also I think we got to remember that, like, yes, GTA 5 came out in September of 2013. But the GTA 5 that's out now is not the GTA 5 that's launched. If they really just launched the game in 2013 and they didn't update it at all or give it any more content, then yes, it'd be like, holy shit, it's been a long time. But they've added like so much content into GTA Online that there really is like a whole separate game that you play on GTA Online. So I think that people got to remember that. Like, yes, we don't have a GTA 6, but we've gotten so much more content, Grand Theft Auto content, to come out in the last 12 years.
And he said, "Go fuck yourself, Andrew."
Yes. Did he drop again?
Yeah, he dropped again.
Oh, okay.
yeah, I just want more.
Yeah, no, I get it, and it obviously we want more single player content, and I think that anyone expecting a single player that's going to be as long as what it was in Red Dead 2 is
I don't know why I dropped again.
You heard what I said, and you were like, "Fuck off!" I'm not. No, I don't agree with that.
So I was saying, last thing I'll say is that you know, this game GTA 5, when it comes to a single player, the experience has happened so long ago. So many gamers who got GTA 5 just to play GTA Online, and there's actually a lot of players who don't even touch the single player because now you can go into online without even touching a single player. And I want Rockstar to come out swinging and go, guys, this is why people originally bought GTA 5 was for the badass single player. And this is why we want you to buy GTA 6, not just for the multiplayer, but for our badass single player.
Sure. And I think that it will have a good one. I was just telling Alex when you dropped it, anyone expecting a single player that's going to be as long as what Red Dead 2 was, which was like 70 hours, it's not going to happen. You're not going to get a 70-hour campaign. I think you'll get a 30-hour one, and it's going to be good. But this like GTA really is turning into the Call of Duty of games like that, because like, yes, you buy the single player, but this is GTA 6. You're going to buy it. I think the majority of people are going to buy it for the online, and like, yes, the single player is there. And I'm okay with that. But we should move on to our top 10 weapons of all time in gaming. And I think I have a couple. I think a couple of mine are like obvious ones, and I've got a couple ones that aren't so obvious. Okay. So.
All right. Well, since you're teasing us like that, why don't you go ahead and go first?
Okay. So, in no particular order, I have the Leviathan Axe from God of War, the Master Sword from Zelda, the Chainsaw Lancer from Gears of War, the Energy Sword from Halo, and the Hidden Blade from Assassin's Creed.
Well, okay. All of mine except four. Okay.
Really? Yep, did no I just joke. Name all of yours?
All of them before, because I had four others. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So those are only those four. I'll go with my four others that I have under them. I'll go I'll just finish mine because I'm just... Bob's Buster Sword.
Keyblade. Nice.
Zorkon?
Zorkon? What was that one?
Mr. Zorkon.
Oh, okay. From Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank, yep.
Yeah. How do you and spell that?
I believe it's Zorkon, isn't it?
Zorkon, yeah. Zorkon.
Yeah, Zarkon.
Zarkon. Okay. Plasma Cutter from Dead Space.
Okay. All right. And then I have... So I, some of mine were similar to you guys. So I had the home run bat for Smash Bros.
Yeah, I was gonna add that one.
Yeah.
I had the Leviathan Axe, the Master Sword. I had the lightsaber, and then I had.
Hold on a second. Hold on. That's not from video games, though. But yes, it happens to be in some video games, but it didn't originate in video games.
Excuse me, sir. I did not say top 10 weapons that originated in video games.
Yes, but saying top 10 weapons of all time in video games and gaming, that's like if I said, oh, well, Ash's shotgun from Evil Dead. It's like, okay, cool. Well, that originated in a movie, even if it happens to be in a game, sure, but...
But I would say that there's been enough Star Wars games that had nothing to do with the movies that have lightsabers that you can add that.
I mean that's fine. I just if you want to add it, that's fine. But I am protesting.
And then my number five was the Nashor shotgun from Gears of War.
Okay,
that's a good one. And so if I do have a couple backups in case we need to eliminate anything, but really my two backups are some ones that you guys already said, so it wouldn't really help anything. So let's see.
I have one other backup as well.
So I know Andrew said the Leviathan Axe, and I said that also. So we're taking one of those out. Andrew said the Master Sword. I also said the Master Sword, taking one of those out. All right. So I will add in the Buster Sword. What's the Buster Sword from?
Cloud's from Final Fantasy VII.
Okay. A giant fucking sword.
Yeah. I was gonna say the gunblade because there's the Final Fantasy VIII character. I don't know his name, but I've never played enough to tell you.
And then we'll add the Keyblade.
Yep.
All right.
Great fucking weapon.
So the two we have left over, because right now we have 12. Home Run Bat, Leviathan Axe, Master Sword, Lightsaber, Nasher Shotgun, Buster Sword, Keyblade, Lancer Rifle, Energy Sword, Hidden Blade, Mr. Zarkon, and Plasma Cutter. Now, I am willing to give up Lightsaber to make sure that this list is comprised of 10 weapons that originated in video games. So,
because okay. Zarkon, I think everything else would be fine.
Okay.
So my backup was the blue shell from Mario Kart.
my two backups were the Energy Sword and the Keyblade.
Okay,
so our list is in no particular order. We got Home Run Bat from Smash Bros, the Leviathan Axe, the Master Sword. Andrew, what iteration of the Master Sword would you like to put on here?
I guess the Ocarina of Time Master Sword.
I think it's the most iconic, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. I don't think it's as iconic in Breath of the Wild because it doesn't break, but it does lose energy, so you can't use it. I would go Ocarina.
Okay. So Master Sword from Ocarina of Time, Plasma Cutter, Nasher Shotgun, Buster Sword, which just sounds dirty. Like, hey, I'm gonna take out my Buster Sword.
Yeah.
Keyblade.
Wouldn't that be funny if, like, anytime he grabbed his sword, he was like, "Time to bust."
just reminds me of the lyric from the Ghostbusters song, that "Bustin' makes me feel good." Keyblade, Lancer Rifle, Energy Sword, and Hidden Blade from Assassin's Creed.
Nice.
I think that's a really great list, actually.
Yeah. I was gonna put in just generic, just Pokemon, because I guess technically they're weapons.
I was gonna put the Buster, the fucking Mega Man Blaster or whatever.
But I was thinking of putting a Samus's Blaster in it.
Yeah, I've never played enough of Mega Man, so I was like, I don't have any of that shit. So. Yeah, that's great. Those are all really good weapons, I think.
Yeah.
All right, well, the only thing I got left to say is that remember everybody, if you're a Ghostbuster, Bustin makes you feel good.
Yes.
And on that note, just to let everybody know, bust responsibly.
Yes. It's 2022, we still bust.
Bustin every night. So anything else?
And make sure if you bust, just make sure you got protection. Make sure you got a good...
Bust with a friend. Always bust with
a friend. Bust responsibly.
A stranger is a friend you haven't met yet.
Yes.
Fucking Christ. I should go now.
God. Yeah.
All right, guys. I will talk to you later.
Yep. Later.
Peace.
Bye.